Ah, it's Em and Harley.
That's us.
Welcome, podcasters. You get this bit no one else does.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Huge show.
The bit where we can say what the f*** we want.
They're so going to beep that word, but I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't even care. I don't even care.
Suck it up, jerks.
Yeah. Hey, we had a big show. We talked about the Italian tennis player that got disqualified from the Oz Open for hitting a ball person. Yep. They deserved it.
Hitting the ball person in the ball.
Yeah, we have dads taking their tops off at the zoo.
Not okay.
We talked to the new Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian.
Yes.
And also a tough yet respectful chat about changing the date of Australia Day. All that and more. Thanks for potting, you guys. Make sure you subscribe and tell a friend.
This is the Emerciano Radio Show with Harley Breen.
Good morning, Sydney. I'm sure there's a lot of sweaty boxes around town.
Oh, there's some sweaty boxes happening.
No
one
slept.
Some expensive sweaty boxes.
It was 26 degrees at 5 a.m.
At 5 a.m.
Well done.
Yeah.
I mean, congratulations.
You,
sucks if you don't have air conditioning.
You know how to Australia, Sydney. You really know how to Aussie it up.
And in the West, over 40. So really, for me, I just, when it gets over 40, I just write the day off. That's just me and my undies on the couch with a Zupa Dupa watching Netflix.
It should be a national holiday.
Yes.
As soon as it's over 40 degrees, anywhere, everyone gets the day off.
Queensland is loving you right now. We have a big show coming up. Of course, we have those Ed Sheeran tickets that we are going to be giving away today. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
And you know what we've done? Often people who listen, you know, our tradies, our shifties driving in this hour, they miss out on getting on the standby list.
Yep.
So be listening out for Ed Sheeran.
It's happening in
this
hour.
It's going to happen in the 6 o'clock hour.
My God.
We thought, you know what? Down tools, you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a chance to see the fantastic Ranga in action at our world-famous secret rooftop. It's all happening. We have a really big show. It's all with thanks to Exetel, who have decided to align themselves with us against their better judgment.
They didn't look into that, did they?
No. Sometimes I just read headlines, I just laugh.
Yeah.
And I read this one and it just made me giggle so hard. And I sent it in a group text, but you've got a stupid Samsung, so it couldn't go to everyone. All of us have iPhones except you.
Let's keep a tally on how often that's brought up.
Oh, it's so annoying because when you send a group text, everyone comes back individually and we can't have group laughs. Like, I'm just going to leave you out. You're going to miss out on group lols.
That's all right.
So,
off screen.
Here's the headline. Everything about it appeals to me. Junior Italian player disqualified from Australian Open for hitting ball kid.
Yes. Yes.
I just love that. First of all, I love she's Italian because of course she is.
Yes.
Okay, that's the first thing. I'm like, yeah, she did. He probably looked at her the wrong way.
Yep.
Sadly,
she's
though,
cracked it.
Yeah. That's why I just had this vision of her lining the kid up, doing a full Serena Williams wind up and just smashing his head with a ball.
Yep.
Gently. But sadly, it was an accident.
It's not really how it
she
went
She didn't
out.
Line him up.
Yeah.
Because we've all played, what's the poison? No, what's the game where you...
Yeah, poison ball.
No, but what's the one...
Brandy.
Oh, Brandy at my school got banned because someone got knocked out.
Yeah, because at my school, there was a little period of time where we were using cricket balls. And it's like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We used to wet the tennis balls.
Yes.
And then piff them hard. And I remember...
so much
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what was his name? Pasquale Scattuccio. He got knocked out.
How did you forget that name?
No, there was only two Italians. It was me, Emilio Rusciano, and Pasquale Scattuccio, and Daniel Fischer threw a tennis
Daniel
ball
Fischer.
At Pasquale's head and knocked him out.
Jeez, that's a name that came over the intercom, didn't it? Daniel Fischer, get to the principal's office.
And it was so exciting. It was the best day ever. We got out of class. We had to have meetings.
Brandy.
But sadly, she didn't mean it. Which takes the sting out of the story a little. Yeah. Our version of the story is so much fun.
Yeah.
But 17-year-old Maria Vittoria Viviani, she's definitely Italian, was sent packing from Melbourne Park in tears after she was automatically disqualified for accidentally hitting a ball kid. So
I think it's excessive.
This is the bit. So she hit the ball in frustration, like off the court. I'm an idiot. It kind of scunned a ball kid. But this is another bit I love. Italian journalists describe the force as minimal. It wasn't a big deal.
Minimal.
It doesn't matter. The kid was a fun. Why am I Super Mario?
You hit the child. Yeah, but the minimal.
Hey, it's a fun.
I am minimal here, Tim.
Like, the Australian press are like, oh, she lined him up. He probably won't be able to have children. And the Italian press are like, man.
Wait, is that where she hit him?
I don't know.
Did the ball boy get hit in the ball boy?
I don't know, hopefully. I didn't even know it was a ball boy. It just says ball kid.
Ball
political correctness has gone mad. ball kids.
Just tell us the gender so we can judge.
Now, now she immediately apologised. She went over to the ball kid. Oh, mi dispiace, mi dispiace. And the little kid's like, it's fine, it's fine. The kid was fine.
Yeah.
Like, the Italian press arrived.
And you know what? The ball kid's job is to look at the ball, right? Obviously wasn't paying attention. And you got smacked with it.
You're not doing your job.
Yeah.
He probably deserved it.
There's a listen. Definitely. Wake up. Do your job properly. You entitled little.
131060 Sydney, should we change the date of Australia Day? Let's do this. This is a discussion that lots of people avoid having.
Yeah.
And, you know, this it comes up every year. And
yes.
Today, Harley and I are super keen to have a robust and respectful, and that is so important to us, a respectful debate slash chat with all of you around this issue. But I ask that you don't react emotionally and that you open your heart and listen. And we want to have all sides on, but this cannot descend into an attack on our Indigenous population.
Yeah.
Harley and I, this is not the type of show we want to create, but we do want to create a show where you and I can have discussions with people we disagree with.
Yeah, and if you want it to stay where it is, I think we could get it out. I think it should move only because I've listened to my Indigenous mates who want it to move. And I'm like, oh, your story is more important than mine in this context.
Mm.
So I get it that it needs to be moved. But if you're listening and you want it not to be moved, I'd love to hear why. And I don't think that race has to have anything to do with it.
And it's a complicated, nuanced issue. It's so complicated. And it's not one you can distill down. But the fact of the matter is, Jan 26 is a celebration for some of you guys.
Yep.
But for our Indigenous population, it does represent the beginning of the dispossession and slaughtering of their ancestors. And if a reasonable person, would you want to celebrate that date? That's,
yeah.
I mean, that is at its most basic level. That's what we're talking about. And I think it is insensitive of us as a population to ask the Indigenous people to embrace that date, considering what it means to them.
Oh, totally. And it hasn't, I think it needs to be remembered, it hasn't always been celebrated.
No.
We haven't, it hasn't been.
1994. Yeah,
it's
a holiday.
It's not like it's 200 years we've been going, let's have a big party every day. It used to just be, that's the date where first white settlement, invasion, landed on the shores of Australia. And then it changed to this big party.
Yeah.
We're having this big holiday. Yeah. And then you look around and you realise that our mates that lived in this country before we got here, they're not having a party.
No.
And they're not having a good time remembering that day.
Now, the thing is, a lot of people say, well, I love Australia Day. I mean, I love our country as much as you do. My dad was an immigrant. He came here from Italy and he made a life for himself. And the reason he was able to is because our country is so amazing.
Yeah.
Australia Day was hard for me as a kid growing up because I would just cop it from all the Aussies, all the Skippies, because of my last name and because of my lunchbox, I had I used to get called Stinky Box because my
lunchbox
smelled like salami.
Yeah, but that's because they had good food in it.
Yeah, great food.
Yeah.
And so I've always found Australia Day kind of hard, and it's not something that we've ever celebrated, and every year I get more and more uncomfortable. And I think a lot of people, but hey, if white settlement didn't happen, we wouldn't be here, Harley. You and
we
would not be
here.
Sitting here.
No.
Our kids wouldn't exist. No. So I think it's a fair argument when they say, but hang on, you know, yes, that happened, but if it didn't happen, this great country that now provides such amazing things for people all over the world wouldn't actually exist. So that's
As tough. It exists now, I think there's a large portion of the Indigenous community might be happy if that didn't happen.
Now, most, all. And the other thing is, if you're out there saying, move on, that's the general, that's what I tend to get whenever comes up. Get over it.
Yeah.
We, as a reasonable society, don't tell victims of crime that there's a timeline on how long they're allowed to be sad and upset and devastated about things.
And I think discussion is a part of moving on.
I do.
This isn't just about getting over something. This is going, hey, I want to have a discussion. There's somebody has said, this hurts me.
Yeah.
So now we just go, okay, why does it hurt you? And what can we do to make that not hurt?
And it's a day of remembrance. And I think we need to, let's take the Indigenous population out of it. Imagine if someone said to all the Anzacs, to all the diggers, get over it.
Yeah.
Sorry,
we don't
guys.
Have an Anzac Day anymore.
We're not.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's really tough. And so, look, I want to hear from people who don't want the date to change. We are going to talk to you because I'm so keen to know why this is. And this is an issue no one wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Even the Lamb ad that came out, they didn't even say the word Australia Day.
Yeah.
This is something everyone, I'm sweaty, I'm nervous, you're nervous, the country's nervous. But it is a discussion that must happen with all of us calmly. So 131060, do you think we should change the date of Australia Day? Yes or no? Take a deep breath, Sydney.
And we're going to do this respectfully.
Yes.
Love each other.
Probably not. love each other.
No, we don't need to love each other.
Right.
Just be respectful.
Every year the debate grows. I'm pretty uncomfortable with the fact that our national holiday's genesis is the dispossession and slaughtering of an entire people. I always have been. I've always been scared to say it publicly. Now, I want to make it absolutely clear that I'm not saying if you celebrate Australia Day, I judge you or I think you're a bad person.
Absolutely.
I don't think that. Just for me personally, as the daughter of an immigrant, I feel uncomfortable about the date that it's celebrated on, but I'm so proud of my country and I wish we could find a date where it was inclusive of everyone.
And I think that's a challenge to try and include everyone, but
absolutely.
I think we should at least look at that challenge.
Yeah.
And as a straight white male, what I try to do in situations, especially like this, is to sit and listen.
Absolutely.
Because this doesn't directly affect me. So if I'm there going, no, but I want my day, I would rather sit and take some time and listen. And I had plenty of Indigenous mates that I contacted to come on to talk about this, and all of them said they didn't want to come on. And it's because they get trolled so much afterwards, just for having an opinion, just for discussing the hurt that they feel about the day or how it affects them, and then they're going to get trolled for it. So they don't even want to talk about it.
It's hard. But look, we're going to take your calls, and we're having all opinions on. Everyone is welcome. Like we said, we want a discussion. Things don't move and evolve if everyone isn't heard. Hello, Dean.
How are you?
Hey, thanks for calling in, man. This is a tough thing to talk about. I really appreciate it.
Certainly is. Very difficult. But
what do you reckon?
Well, what day are you going to change it to? It's going to cause conflict with any other day. We've got, New Year's Day. We've got April Fool's Day. We've got Anzac Day. Everything's already set in place. It's just, I don't care, what national alley you come from. You should be embracing Australia Day as everyone's happy to be here. But for the Aboriginals, it's a very hard situation.
Dean, do you appreciate why it's so upsetting for them to see everyone celebrating on that particular date?
Definitely. They had no right to come here and do what they did, but unfortunately it did.
And I guess I understand your point where it's like, where are we going to move it to? Because we know that it's there, but we've only known that it's there since 94. I was 14 years old and I got my head around it. And I don't think that it's going to be a big challenge to move it somewhere else in the year.
Yeah.
And obviously we've got to come up with when to do that. And then you have committees and you have thought groups and blah, blah, blah.
I know. Thanks, Dean. That's super awesome that you called in. It's hard. Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
What do you reckon, mates? Tough one.
I think that it's no problem to change it. I totally agree with Dean. I totally agree with Harley. And I'm a daughter of an immigrant as well. And I've never felt uncomfortable celebrating it, but I've never actually celebrated for what it is. A lot of people just use it to an excuse because it's a day off. And I'm only 27. So, 1994, I was how old. A lot of people just use it as an excuse to have a barbecue and get drunk. And that's not what it's about. I think that there's no problem in changing that. I think the people that say that there is, I think they've just got a bit of a stick up their bum, really.
I agree. It's just a simple one. Let's include everyone. And the first Australians.
Yeah.
Let's include them.
Yeah, let's start with the first Australians.
Yeah,
how do we include
work
them?
Back.
And then work from every other immigrant that's come along the way.
Hey, Jess in Campbelltown.
Hi.
Hello. Now, you reckon what do you reckon? We shouldn't change the date, but change the way we celebrate.
Yeah, I don't think there's another date that represents the day. There isn't another date that represents what Australia is.
Yeah.
It's the day we became who we are. Mm-hmm. And it has obviously a very negative past.
Yeah.
But we have a bright future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should celebrate what the future is, but also have events in place to commemorate everything that is Indigenous about this place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it used to be
it's the day to say sorry. It's the day we need to keep saying sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people have suggested that.
January 26 used to be more of a Remembrance Day.
Mm.
It was like, this happened.
Mm.
And then as we were trying to transition and acknowledge the hurt that was happening with the Indigenous community, it got turned into a national holiday. We're like, no, we got that wrong.
Now, Karina is called in. Hi, Karina.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. You're pretty passionately, you want to change the date.
I do. I think it's a really terrible day to be celebrating. Like, it essentially started a genocide in Australia. Like, the first people were completely wiped out, and like, I get wanting to celebrate Australia, but like, just not on that day.
Yeah. It does. I think the younger generation, especially like Karini, or what are you, 25?
I'm 23.
23. So, I mean, I think it's that generation now be like, why are we so attached to this? Yeah. I don't understand. My kids don't get it. But look, thanks everyone for your calls. It's a really tough one. And I'm really, I'm glad everyone was so respectful. And we'll obviously continue this debate online on our Facebook page and keep it nice there. But, you know, the holiday's coming up. And if you are celebrating it, can I just ask that you do take some time to remember and reflect and think about, you know, our indigenous population.
And if you do want to celebrate the day, that's fine, but try and do it as respectfully as you can.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. That was great. On 131060, sometimes you just need to go to the public to find out if something's okay.
Yes.
You know, you see something and you're not sure if we're going to give it the tick of social approval.
Yeah.
131060, Sydney, how do you feel about dads taking their tops off at the zoo?
Depends on the dad, I guess.
Nope, not even.
No. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I mean, look at the Hemsworth.
Yeah.
If
Thor is at the zoo, taking shirt off, don't have a problem.
But let's be honest, the average Australian dad ain't Chris Hemsworth.
They got my bod.
Your bod's okay, mate.
It's all right.
You got little boobies.
Little boobies.
Right. Your boobies, they're fine.
Little stomach.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So I was at the zoo with my kids and we're walking along. And look, it has been very hot, fair enough.
Yeah, it's been hot.
It's been hot. We're walking along and these two dads were in front of me pushing prams. Great. Oh, that's nice.
That's lovely.
Fantastic. Well done on, you know, not doing what stereotypically is expected of you. And then one of them just takes his top off and I'm like, And then the other guy's like, oh, great. My mate's done it.
Oh.
So double tops off dads.
He's green-lit his mate.
Yeah. Like, this is spreading. This is happening. And so they've both, and they tuck it in the back of their jeans.
No, come on.
Just tuck it in the back. So we've got a bit of plumber's crack going on also.
I like it.
They were wearing thongs.
It's very manly. They were
both wearing
thongs.
Of course
they were wearing thongs.
Yep, and they've got their shorts on. And I'm just sitting there going, are we taking our top off at the zoo now?
Listen.
Is this what's happening? I mean, I don't want to be a prude, but I just feel like, is the 131060 Sydney, is tops off at the zoo, is that okay?
To be honest with you, I feel like if you're one street back from the coast, your top's on. Like if within the first block of the coast of Australia, anywhere within Australia, you can have your top off because it's the beach.
I disagree. I reckon if you're in a suburb like say Bondi or Bronte, known for the beach, people are going, he's not on the beach. Fine, he's in his bathers.
So you can be anywhere
in the suburb
in Bondi.
Yeah, that's fine because you know they know it's a beachy town, it's a beachy suburb, so you can get away with it. But this is the zoo, far far away from the beach.
Yeah.
And I just...
It's pretty close to the coastline.
I became obsessed. Like, I was following them round, and they were loving themselves sick, and they were drawing looks from everywhere, and
they were
so happy. And, of course, and I'm trying to find the wives. The wives were at the lunch, the canteen, trying to get food. The wives came back. They lost their minds.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Put it away!
Put your shirt on!
And they were like, nah, I'm not doing it. And I feel like they wanted to do a survey of the zoo. They wanted to find it. And I don't know.
I feel like if they wouldn't walk around in their Speedos, then you probably shouldn't take your shirt off. Because that's weird.
I think they probably would.
Yeah.
131060, Sydney, how are we feeling about dad's tops off at the zoo?
Is it okay?
Is it okay? Let's just decide. And if you guys decide it's okay, great, blanket rule.
Yeah.
Let's have a day. Toronga Zoo, let's do a day. A free for tops off dads.
Shirts off at the zoo day.
Yes.
Shirts off at the zoo. Shirts off at the zoo.
Oh, my God. We are so radio. We'll take your calls after this. We just want to know. We're just kind of trying to decide as a society how we feel about dads taking their tops off at the zoo.
Because you saw that. You saw two dudes. One guy went, a bit hot.
Yeah.
Took his shirt off. Yep. And then his mate goes, if Brian's doing it.
Yeah.
And then he took his shirt off.
And I'm a pretty open person. I don't judge. Oh, okay, everyone. What is this, Dr. Evil's lair?
And Bruciano, I don't judge. And other fantasies.
I don't judge. I observe and comment.
And then judge.
Nay. I observe and then I comment.
We just spent that whole break talking to Christian Hull about what shoes he buys,
our social media guy. He bought some Timberlands and then hiked up a mountain in Tasmania, for goodness sake.
It wasn't
sake.
A good choice.
I don't judge, I observe and then I pass the comment.
Judgment.
Shut up, you're all fired.
I'm on contract.
Not without me, you're not. But we wanted to know.
I've descended into mayhem.
How you feel about this? Walking along, and it was just odd. It was just not what everyone else had clothes on, and then all of a sudden, these two guys in their 40s who were pushing brushes at the tops off.
Yeah.
So how do we feel? 131060, yes or no, dad's tops off at the zoo. Okay, this is what we want to know.
Yeah.
Hayley, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. Very good, mate. How are you?
I am not judging you.
I'm good.
No. Which either way, you say whatever you want. How do you feel about dad's tops off at the zoo?
I think it's fine. Why not?
But
it's
what
if 2017.
Yeah, but Hayley, don't you feel like, would you take your top off at the zoo?
Well,
it changes things a bit, doesn't it?
It changes a little bit. It changes a little bit because females have more, you know, a little bit more.
No, not in this situation.
Men don't have anything to share.
These guys had bigger boobs than me.
Yeah, I reckon my boobs are on par with yours.
Yeah, do you know what's funny? It's the nipple that seems
to
scare people. People are just scared.
Free the nip.
You can cover your nipples with little pasties, totally fine.
Yeah.
Why are people terrified of our nipples?
You know, when you say people, what you mean is aging men. You know, they're
like
such prudish.
They would love boobs.
Yeah, but in privacy, right? They don't want to have to be confronted with that's having
true.
To look or not look.
Okay, so that's one for the yes, tops off dad's column. Yep. Fantastic. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, my heart. Mate. You're in Campbelltown, and how do you feel about tops off dads at the zoo?
I'm definitely against it.
Yes.
Women can't have their boobs out, so why that's should right. men?
Men get their boobs out.
I agree.
I appreciate that.
And see, the thing with women getting their boobs out is it's usually, well, that's all that's out. With men, there's lots of stuff out, you know, like back hair and shoulder hair and a bit of butt crack and boobs and boob sweat and,
Not judging.
Belly button lint.
Hello, Amy in Bondi.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Amy.
What do you reckon? Tops off at the zoo, dads, yay or nay?
I think it's fine, just depending on the amount of chest hair they have. Like, if it's a hot day, there's nothing worse than that sweaty chest hair.
Yeah.
I want to be the person policing that. Yeah. I want to be the person that we're sending around going, oh, I'm sorry, you've got a bit of a rug there. We're going to have to cover up.
I think if you've got shoulder hair, out.
Oh, but I've got shoulder hair.
Yeah. You got foot hair.
I've got hair everywhere.
Yeah.
I am a hobbit with a taste for glitter.
Yeah. You're an Italian hobbit.
It's all gone now. Hair doesn't dare grow back on my body. I lasered the crap out of it. Any Italian woman listening, you got to get. I was eight with like the silverback gorilla.
Your body was like the Death Star and just got lasered off.
What has happened to us? We are day two, and I've already been attacked unfairly by the entire staff.
Yeah. How dare they say you judge?
Movie tickets for everyone. We're so excited to have her on. I was so determined to get her. We have the new New South Wales Premier, Ms. Gladys Berejiklian.
Hello, Gladys. Welcome.
Hi. I'm so excited to be on your show, and thank you for getting my surname so well pronounced. I'm really impressed.
Well, as a fellow WOG, I know what it is.
Oh, thank you. I know. But
you've got one of those names like mine, Gladys, and people look at it and just panic.
Yeah.
I know, and I just say to them, just pronounce every letter and you'll be okay, or otherwise just call me Gladys. That's option two.
Gladys, we hope that you'll be a regular on the show. I'm just so excited to talk to you. And
thank you. That's really kind of you.
You've got a big week. You do have to reshuffle the cabinet, and there's up to seven seats. Is this a situation where you can't make eye contact with anyone at the office?
Not at all. You know what? It's there's no doubt it's always a challenge, but I'm sport for choice. I've got such a good team. We're all united, and there's so many good people to put together, and I'm looking forward to that. And looking forward to being in this role and just letting all the good people of New South Wales know that I'm here to make a difference, here to work hard for them, and also to send a message to say it doesn't matter what your background is, what your circumstances are, if you want to give back to the community, make a difference, have a go, and that's certainly been my attitude.
I love that.
Gladys, this got dropped on you a bit, didn't it? This came out of nowhere.
You know what? Mike and I have been best friends, like great political friends, great supporters, worked together for a long time. So for me, when he told me, it was really sad, and I kind of thought he was joking, but it was quite a shock. Mm. And so it's been quite a whirlwind the last few days, and I couldn't have asked for a better boss to have in him and a better way to kind of really
have a great insight into what it means to be the Premier, and he's led by example. And I know I've got big shoes to fill, but I'm really excited to have this role. And, you know, I'm here to work hard for all the people of New South Wales, for everybody. Mm. Doesn't matter if you don't agree with what I think. Doesn't matter if you don't support my party necessarily. Yeah. But I hope you appreciate that I'm here to make a difference. Tell me what you think, and we'll obviously move forward together.
I think that is a great attitude, but this is something that's very close to both Em and myself, because we are entertainers and nighttime dwellers. Mm. What are we doing about the nightlife
the lockout laws.
In Australia's biggest city? What are we doing?
And Gladys, this is hard for you, and we get it. Like, it's tough, but people in Sydney, especially the young voters, are really annoyed and they want Sydney back open. So,
you know what? Yeah. I mean, recently we had an independent report which says, you know what, guys, you can actually relax the laws a little bit and still make Sydney safe, and that's what we've done. So
I would say the emphasis on a little bit there. You did it.
But at least we've moved in the right direction. And to be honest, guys, for me, I believe everybody should have the freedom to exercise their choices as they see fit, so long as it doesn't impact on other people. But when you had violence the way you did and people lost their lives, that means government has to take responsibility and come in and make sure the community is protected. I don't think it's been a bad thing that we all pause and think, you know what, we're not going to put up with young people killing other young people because they've had too much to drink. And that's a big issue for me. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of mums and dads in the suburbs want to know their kids are out. You always worry about your kids, but let's make Sydney as safe as we can. And of course you have to have the balance. I mean, one of my sisters is really into the live music scene, and she told me what she thought and her friends thought, and I listened to that. But I have to say, I'm very comfortable where we are at the moment on that. For me, keeping people safe is really important.
And Gladys, is there a chance you may reopen that in the future? Is there a chance?
Yeah, yeah, there's ongoing reviews, right?
Over time, it
means that all of us have to be better citizens. It means all of us have to accept, yes, we want to have fun, but we also have to take personal responsibility. It's not on to think that violence is acceptable. For me, community safety comes first, and until we change that culture, we have to have the lockout laws
in place.
Now, you caught the bus yesterday. You know that as Premier, you don't have to do that anymore.
No, there's someone could drive
for you. Yeah, but you know what? I didn't have to do that when I was the Treasurer or the Transport Minister. I chose to do it because I actually like it, because when you're on public transport, you kind of, for me, it was a relaxing experience going into work.
Really?
Sitting on the bus, looking,
What line are you on, mate? Gladys. It's 38 million degrees. You don't want to get the bus today. You'll arrive at Cabinet with sweaty pits.
Can I just say that aircon is really good on buses if you haven't tried it? No, seriously. And I actually avoid the seat where the vent's on because that makes it extra cold. So,
Good girl. Now, the last thing we do want to ask you, which is so important, you know, today we found out the average rent in Sydney is like $500-something
Gladys.
A week. You've come out swinging, like you've come out strong and hit what everyone's been talking about is affordability. But I don't understand, how can you possibly fix the affordability crisis that's happening in Sydney? No one can afford to live there.
Well, you know what? That's why I've made housing affordability a key priority for us. And one of the things we must do is do what we call increased supply. So the more new units that come onto the market, the more new houses that come onto the market, because if there's more dwellings, it actually puts downward pressure on prices. So the problem we have at the moment is for too long there wasn't enough construction. Mm-hmm. But I'm really confident, because we've got record approvals now, there's many more units being built that will put what we call downward pressure on prices. Now, there's a lot more we need to do, but there's a lot we're doing already to really make a difference there. Mm-hmm. And I've listed it as one of my priorities, because every average person who has an average job should feel they can afford to live in Greater Sydney, and that's my job, to make sure I make that as possible, as possible as I can. Yeah.
Well, good. That is a massive job. And I just want to say, Christina Keneally wrote a really incredible article, kind of for you, but also addressing the media. And I hope that you've read it, Gladys, or go and have a look. But she's just asked that everyone focus on your performance and not on the fact that you're a woman or what you're wearing or what colour your nails are or who you are or not married to. And we will never talk about that. You have mine and Harley's vow. We will only ever talk about your performance.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate that.
I've got pink nail polish on at the moment. So.
And Gladys doesn't care. I know you slammed. We hope to have you on often, and we wish you luck, because you have got a big job ahead of you, lady.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it, and all the best to you as well.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Yes. That's right.
I love that opening up. It starts out so confident, and then just even you in recording is like, now.
Well, you know, I do my best. I am the Neil Patrick Harris of radio. I do like to sing my own theme songs. Every day we're going to be doing this just because it's early and who wants to think, and we need to trick people into calling our show on 131060. Call in at any time.
Whenever you want.
And we're going to be picking issues that tend to divide friendships. We tested this in our meetings. We bring up a topic and we just watch the room ignite.
Fall apart.
Yeah. And this one particularly split our team. Yeah. 131060, Sydney, what is the superior chip flavour?
This looked serious.
And we're talking crunchy chips. We're crunchy talking chips. Ruffle, yeah. Thin, crinkle cut. I mean, oh, God, that's a whole
crisps,
other.
Crisps, if you're from the UK.
That's right. Talking so crisps. Not hot chips. 131060, what's the superior chip flavour? For me, I have to say, just potato. Just a little light sprinkling
just,
of salt.
Just natural.
Just the way God intended.
Well, clearly you're wrong. It's definitely salt and vinegar.
No. There is, no.
Yeah, why would you go the salt and then not finish the story with vinegar?
Because you can only eat so many of them until your taste buds have been killed.
Yes. And
they've gone through a nuclear holocaust.
Sometimes they rip your mouth apart.
They're no good. Exactly.
Yeah. And then you're crunching.
And then you can't taste anything else for the rest of the day.
Best.
No, salt and vinegar, that's crazy.
I'll eat them in bed. Yeah, I'll eat them in bed, lying flat too. Not even sitting up in bed, like on my back.
Oh,
and just put, and there's bits in my chest
Homer
hair.
Simpsoning line.
Get up in the morning
love
and
it.
Salt and vinegar.
That's good.
Oh, love it.
What's yours, Benny?
I'm torn between chicken and plain.
Chicken. Chicken. You know, no chickens were harmed in the making of chicken chips.
There's no actual chicken in that.
No.
Vegetarian chicken.
Are we shitting? We've never really introduced. Benny's the man who makes sure that we stay on time, pushes the buttons, and laughs at our jokes.
Yeah,
he
has
to do that.
Apparently, too often.
Yeah, some people said too often, and I was offended. I'm like,
apparently, I'm a butt licker. Because I laugh too much.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm being very funny. Benny's laughing appropriately.
So 131060, we do want to know what's the superior chip flavour. My dad, Vincey, is a chip. Like, he loves chips more than you do.
You just told me off air, and I'm so excited about how much your dad loves chips.
He buys them in bulk. He ordered. Yep. He gets them from Costco, where you get like a million packets, and he stores them because he's a wog. He has a bunker where he stores canned goods,
chip bunker,
chips, everything. But it's just full of chips, and he'll always offer you chips. But the problem is, he only buys one flavour, and it's rank.
What is it?
Honey soy.
Oh
no!
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Like I tried to have the fight with you about chips, right? Salt and vinegar over plain. I'll be honest. I don't care what it is. Chips. Just put chips in front of me and I'll eat it. And honey soy, get in my mouth, Vincey.
No.
You and me, we're hanging out.
The worst is the only time my kids refuse junk food is my dad loves honey soy. All right. So are we going to? Let's just.
We've got people there.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll come back. There's so many calls coming. Sydney, I love that you're passionate about chips. Thank God. We have had a lot of tweets come through. Nicole Teresi, at Nicole Teresi, cheese and onion.
You're wrong. You're wrong, Nicole. You're wrong.
Wow. We've had Emma on the Twitter, light and tangy.
Oh, that's very early 90s.
Oh, Christian likes it. What do you like a lot?
That is my favorite.
Yeah, you
flavor.
Look like a light and tangy.
I will go to the servo at like 8 p.m. and just buy a whole big bag of light and tangy and sit and watch.
I believe you. Yeah. I feel like looking at you, though, you're not too picky on the chip flavour as long as it's chips.
Oh.
No, surprisingly, I am actually picky on the chip flavour. Plain is so boring, Em.
Mate, this from a man who had Nutella for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's
and
all
when
remember
we say
that.
Break, that's 3 a.m. He's up
the
eating
chips.
Nutella, just wiping
chips.
It on his face.
I love this one from Donna. Old-fashioned Samboy chicken.
Yeah.
Good one.
And chicken twisties.
No, that is not the topic.
Oh, listen, I wanted to get into that. What's the superior chip? It's not just flavour.
No,
chip,
God,
right?
Shut up.
Have you heard of tubes?
We're going to the cold.
Do you know tubes? Tubes are so good.
Harley, stop speaking.
Veggie chips, what a crunch.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Hey, Maddie.
Morning. How's everyone going?
Good, my
Matt.
Darling. What's the superior chip flavour, please?
Em, I'm sorry. I'm with your dad here. It's definitely going to be honey soy.
We're straight out of the gate. We've got a honey soy chicken fan.
Maddie, are you telling me when you are faced with all other options, you will pick a honey soy number one?
Right, that is my weakness. My knees go weak for the honey soy.
Are you Italian, Matt? Maybe it's an Italian thing.
Are you Italian?
No, not far. I'm not
Maltese. Yeah. Maybe it's an ethnic.
Nearby.
Thing. Yeah,
it's ethnic.
Yeah, same, same. I get it. We've all got to wax our backs, don't we, Maddie? I'm with you, buddy. I'll tell Vincey. I can't believe that. I was just saying off air, if someone comes to my dad's house and he offers them chips, I have to step in and say, no, he doesn't. You don't get a choice. There's one flavour of chip in this house. It's honey soy. Sophia in Manly, hello.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
What's the superior chip flavour?
It is definitely salt and vinegar.
Yes, thank you, Sophia. There is no other chip.
Has to be.
Yeah, that's right.
But don't you feel like you can? I always get. I can't breathe if I breathe in while I'm chewing. I get a bit panicky.
Yeah.
Get the fumes.
Oh, it makes it exciting.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
The best part.
Makes it exciting.
Yeah, it's Russian roulette chip. You're like, is this going to kill me? Is this one going to kill me?
Oh, my God. Well, it probably will if you eat enough. Right, Christian? he's not listening.
How I am. I'm just a little bit... No, Mike. Press on.
Hello, Lawrence and Hornsby. Oh, hello, Lawrence.
Oh, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, very good. How are you, Lawrence? I think we're going to lose you, but anyway, it's great to have you.
Are you on the train?
Veggie chip.
Oh, the veggie chip.
See, yeah, love a veggie chip.
Yeah, Lawrence, the natural and the barbecue ones is the best ones.
Yes,
oh, I
natural.
Love it. Good. Yep. What train line are you on, Lawrence?
I'm on the city. Oh.
I love it. And is it sweaty as balls on there?
No, it's all right. I've got the air conditioning
on. Aircon. Yeah, good. All right, good. Yeah. I love that. I would love not be PT. Doing public transport today. No. Hello, Kirsten.
Good morning, guys.
What's the superior chip flavour?
Oh, I'm with you, Em, all the way. It's definitely plain.
Oh, come on.
A sensible person. Thank you so much.
No wonder our producers put that last.
No one dislikes plain chips.
That's true.
It's the United Nations of chip flavours. It's the Banky Moon of chip flavours.
I eat them because they're the last crumbs stuck in the bowl at the party.
You would eat them if they were on the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
Benny, let's give a prize to the very smart Kirsten, please. What have we got? We got a prize?
Yeah, that's the Napoleon Purtis packs.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Get a Napoleon Purtis pack for calling in. We're going to be bribing all our callers today. Yep. Thank you for contributing. We'll be doing this every day. We'll see you after this. It's Tuesday, the 24th of January. It's 6:37 a.m. and it's going to be 900 degrees.
900 degrees.
Don't even bother. When the weather's over 35, you don't even care.
Nah.
I don't even want to. Although, but then when you get into the 40s, you're like, you want to know. You get obsessed with how high it's going to climb.
Oh, yeah.
And you just talk about.
Do you know what I used to do when it was really hot in country Queensland? Is I'd wet my underpants and socks and put them in the freezer. And wait for them to be ice, and then I'd put them on, and then I'd sit in a bucket of water
and not move.
So I'm just saying, people in the West.
That's a nice insight.
Yeah, you do that. It is. You have my.
That's nice. Is that what they do when you're in a cult and it gets hot?
Yeah.
Harley grew up in a religious cult.
It's sock jock day, kids. And on the eighth day, God said, freeze your socks and jocks and sit in a bucket.
Oh, my goodness. We have a new premier also, Gladys Berejiklian.
Yes.
And she's going to be on our show today.
That's correct.
That's right. I read a review of our show yesterday that said that we don't care about celebrities. Correct.
Yep.
But we do care about what's going on in the city that you live in.
Yep.
So we're going to have the fair leader of that. I like the cut of her jib.
Yeah.
She doesn't like Alan Jones, so we have something in common. We're going to be right now, though, 131060. What's a movie you should have seen but haven't? And sometimes you get to a point with movies where just out of pride, just out of sheer stubbornness, you're not going to see it.
Hmm.
You know, I recently, only last week, completed the Godfather trilogy.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
I know. It's stirring.
Get you started.
I mean, the third one was rubbish.
Absolute dog's breakfast, that one. What happened? Scorsese just dropped the ball. He's like, everyone wants a third one. Hey, Pacino, can you just walk down some stairs and look at some marble for a while and have a fight with your kid? It's the worst.
It's the way it ends, too. I mean, can we have a happy ending?
Yeah,
can we not be clutching our dead daughter on a stair?
I don't think that music is, spoiler alert, anyway. There's no one out there.
I'm sorry. But if a film is more than 30 years old, the spoiler alert thing, I mean, for me, in this day and age, you get 24 hours on a spoiler alert.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Oh, good. and the person in the crying game, I don't know, was a woman, was a man.
Maybe.
Don't even remember. But yeah, so I watched The Godfather, and because I'm Italian, people were most surprised. And also my dad was like, you've got to watch it, you've got
to
watch it.
Which is a bit racist, actually. It's like, you're Italian, you'd be into the mafia, you should watch this film.
No, I feel like...
this doesn't really make any sense.
It's not racist because it would be a fair assumption to say that most Italians, if you are, and you'll know, if you've got immigrant parents like I do, you like to pretend you are associated with
sure,
the mafia.
Yeah.
Like, you do.
And Aussie Italians.
Yeah. My dad rolls that around a lot. Like, he'll look at me and go, you need me to fix that up? I go, what are you going to do? Go to your buddies at the golf club? Like, and they're all fat white guys. Like, what are they going to do for
me? It's like Australian Irish people think that they came through the potato famine. It's like, ooh, we struggled our people. It's like, shut up, mate.
But The Godfather is a film, for some reason, I just avoided, and it's a classic, and I've watched it now. The second one was the best, in my opinion.
Yes, oh.
In my opinion, the greatest
one. That's the Academy winner.
The cotton balls in the mouth drove me crazy on Marlon. Okay, Marlon Brando, just take him out. You overdid it, mate. I know you got an Oscar. Well done, but no. If I'd have been there, I'd have got your face and taken him out. What's a movie you haven't seen?
Sound of Music.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You grew up in a Christian cult.
Yeah, well, we weren't allowed to watch much stuff. I think we would have been allowed to watch
this. There was nuns in this movie. Because why weren't you allowed to watch movies in the cult? Because it might have led to...
Look, I think, to be honest, Mum and Dad wanted us out and playing and making stuff and using our minds and our hands. But, you know, we can blame it on the cult. I don't know. I just did. I mean, there's heaps of films I didn't watch, but I've caught up on a lot, and I've just never got around to watching
Sound of
Music.
Yeah. You just want to watch up to bit where they perform at the concert, and then it just goes. Just stop the movie there. It goes on and on and on for too long.
It feels like a long one.
It's amazing. That's great. Well, so you get the idea. 13, 10, 60. What's a movie that when you say you haven't seen, and it's something you can be ashamed of? Sometimes you drop it, and people look at you and go, "I refuse to watch any of the Men in Blacks."
Oh yeah, no, don't you're care. Not missing anything.
Don't care.
Think.
Don't give.
Well,
a crap.
My partner hasn't seen Pulp Fiction.
Ooh.
I find that.
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh, but haven't you?
I don't like violence.
Oh, well, don't watch that.
I haven't seen Kill Bill, nothing.
No, I wouldn't watch any
of them. Nothing
that Tarantino's touched. No, I wouldn't
watch any of them. I can't do that.
He doesn't do soft.
I get shots of electricity down my legs and people get hurt. When I watch the news or sport or blood and gore, my body reacts physically. So I can't. Yeah. Is that weird? Does anyone else get that? Shots of electricity?
Call up. No, don't. No, it's about films.
All right, 13, 10, 60. What movie should you have seen but you haven't? We're doing very easy things because we're trying to get you guys to remember.
And we've got prizes to give you if you call. But neither of us actually care. 13, 10, 60.
I care. Carly, they're gonna. Oh my God, there's gonna be another news article about us. We're talking about films that you haven't seen that you should have, and these are the ones that are the classics.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get to a point where you just get a bit stubborn about it. You're like, you know what? I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
Because everyone tells me I should get stuffed. Don't tell me what to watch.
The Great Escape.
You haven't seen that?
No. Huh? I've seen The Jump.
I've seen
him escape.
Oh, spoiler
alert. Well,
that
was great. That was really great.
My pet hate in life is people saying that, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Writing it online, any of that. Get stuff.
It doesn't actually affect me. Like, even if it was a film I was really excited
still
to see,
watch it.
You tell me everything about it and I'll still go and watch it.
Oh, I get a bit funny about things like Star Wars and like, yeah. I need to, I don't, I have to, I, but I just know, stay away from the internet.
Yes.
If there's a TV show like Game of Thrones and something big's happening.
Stay away from the internet.
Stay away from the internet. Yeah. Don't spoiler alert me. Just get stuffed. You can go off with the anti-vaxxers, okay? anyone who cracks it over spoilers and anti-vaxxers, and Alan Jones lovers, you're in our sin bin.
If you're on Facebook, you're an idiot.
Yes. Right.
I mean, not just in general.
No.
I mean, if you're on Facebook and you
trying
read
to avoid
a spoiler,
spoilers,
well, you're an idiot. Yeah. You shouldn't have been there.
I agree. Okay. But I just recently watched The Godfather, and as an Italian person, that seems to surprise a lot of people. Yep. You haven't seen The Sound of Music.
I haven't seen The Sound of Music.
And Sydney's phoned up a lot of calls. 13, 10, 60. Stacey, now you are 2 hours west of Wagga.
Yes. I am.
Wow.
How are you going, guys?
Very good. How are you, mate?
How are you hearing us? What are you? Are you listening on the app?
Yes, I'm on the app.
I
set my alarm a few minutes early so I can get the app going to listen to you guys in the morning.
On the radio app? Is that the one?
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Stacey's a legend.
We're in the future.
Yeah, we're totally in the future.
Stace, where are you? West Wyalong? Is that what it is? Where you are?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
West Wyalong.
Yeah, I know. I've never visited
there.
Have you been there? Have you done gigs there?
Yeah, I'm pretty... If not, we drove through it on the way to a gig. I'm sorry, West Wyalong, but I'm pretty sure I did a gig there.
Yeah, it's not big.
Oh, Stace, what movie haven't you seen that you really should have?
The Lion King.
What?
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, what a wonderful Nathan Lane. Phrase. Love this movie. Mm. How old are you, Stace?
24 this year.
That makes sense. It was more for our age, wasn't it?
Sure, yeah.
But you've got to watch it.
We just bought it the other day.
I do have to one day watch it, yes.
Do it when you have kids if you want to have kids. It's your choice. You don't have to have kids, Stacey. Don't need to. Don't feel like you have to bow down to public pressure.
No.
Okay? That's just society telling you that you have to be a certain way. Don't have children if you don't want to. I'm trying to make up for assuming that somebody before was a nurse when she was a builder. Hello, Maddie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, my darling. You're in North Parramatta. And what movie have you not seen that you should have?
Okay, finally a segment I can just be honest and release it to the world.
Awesome.
I'm ready for the show. I haven't seen any Harry Potter movies. Any of them.
Maddie, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Wow, yeah. How have you not?
I grew up in a really strict home too, and it was all witches and spells, and then even my friends have had marathons, like Harry Potter marathons, and I just didn't go because I just can't stand not quoting it along with them.
Did you grow up in a Christian community like I did, and that was all?
Yeah, I did.
And that was a bit too much dark arts.
It was too much.
Maddie,
you must.
Not allowed.
It's okay now. I give you permission.
I don't know. I just can't do it.
Listen, Maddie, from someone who's gone through your upbringing style, I can tell you it's such a revelation when you watch stuff you weren't allowed to. You feel naughty.
Maddie, are you worried you're just going to burst into flames if you watch it?
You won't burst into flames.
Mads, can you go away and watch it, and can you call us back when you've seen it so we can have a chat about how awesome Harry Potter
is? I can do that for you. I'll do that.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening, honey. Thanks for calling in. Oh, my God. She's got a what? I'm jealous. Imagine being able to watch Harry Potter for the first time.
Yeah,
I'm jealous of her eyes.
I only just watched it, like as in 6 months ago.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm 37.
Why are you avoiding joy?
Why would I be into Harry Potter? I'm 37 years old.
My house looks like Hogwarts. What are you saying?
I know you're 28, but...
Thank you. Correct. You need a contract to say that. Hello, Fiona.
Hey, guys. Totes loving the show. You guys are making me laugh every day.
Love it. Great. Thanks, babes. Now, what movie haven't you seen that you should have?
This is really embarrassing. I haven't seen Casablanca, and the worst part is when people quote it, and then I just laugh and I like just quote, "Oh, Frankie, my dear, I don't give a damn," and they think I've seen the movie and I've got no clue what it's about.
Yeah, I do that.
Isn't that from Gone with the Wind, though? Is that quote from Gone with the Wind? That's not even the right quote.
I don't know. Exactly. I haven't seen that movie either.
It is from Gone with the Wind, guys. Yeah. That's the wrong movie.
You know what else? Fee, I haven't seen that either.
Oh, here's a bit.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Yeah.
But I do. How old are you, Fiona?
I'm 26.
Why are people you hanging out with quoting
Casablanca? Are you hanging out at nursing homes?
It's not really up with now.
Where do you work?
I work in a hospital. There's a lot of old people there.
Yeah.
Just sitting around quoting Casablanca. Amazing. Hello, Rachel in Castle Hill.
Hi, guys. How are you?
But everyone's so vibey this morning.
Yeah, really pumped.
I think it's the heat. I love it. It's got to your heads. What movie haven't you seen that you should have?
Okay, well, I have to confess I'm actually using a fake name because I am super embarrassed about this. My sister actually thinks that I've seen this movie, and we have quoted things from this movie for years, and I haven't actually told her that I haven't seen it.
So you're fake watching things, so you're going along with it, you're lying to your sister.
Yeah. For years it's been an ongoing issue, and I just haven't gotten around to watching it.
To the point that you're using a fake name already. This is so exciting.
What movie?
It's Titanic.
I'll never let go. I promise.
Well, you did let go, Rose. You let him sink to the bottom, didn't
Spoiler
you?
Spoiler alert, Rachel. The ship doesn't make it.
There's an iceberg situation, Rachel.
It's not good.
Rachel, why don't you just go and watch it, mate?
You know what? I actually don't really like that style of movie, so I just don't really want to watch it.
Yeah. You don't like boats or the sea or what vibe? You don't like Billy Zane? What's going on?
I just don't really like the idea of everyone just being stuck on a boat and drowning. So
no.
Fair enough. I don't think anyone does. I don't think anyone's looking for that.
I don't know
if
I've met someone into that.
Hey, you know what my favourite type of movie is?
I like when people die on
mass
boats.
Mass death. Okay, well, Rachel, fake Rachel, we're going to give you a prize. You can see the amazing lion dancing and experience Chinese New Year this weekend at Luna Park, lunaparksydney.com. You get 4 tickets, Rach. Enjoy that.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. What's your sister's name? What's your real name? Tell us everything.
My sister's name.
Rachel. Hello, she's going through a tunnel.
Her sister's name is Bruce. Hey, mate.
Okay, so before you talk about the idea...
Take a run up to this one.
...bought in, let's pretend that our kids are in the room.
Yes.
So we've got your son, Leonard...
6-year-old.
...and my daughter, Odette, who's 9, nearly 10. Yep. And now let's proceed you would discuss this topic, this idea, this lovely Easter gift. What have you come up with, Dolph?
Chocolate anus. A chocolate and I don't look. This might not be as new as it is to me. I only came across this yesterday.
Where on the net in the dark?
My
depths.
Partner was tagged in it by a friend.
So we're talking
who thought
about
it was funny.
Chocolate anuses.
Yes. So what you can do is you have your own butthole,
bottom hole. There are kids in the room.
Cast into. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what
Chocolat.
You do. Yeah, so you must have to sit in plaster of Paris or something, or they hold you upside down and pour in some latex. I don't know what they do.
I wish you had researched
they
it.
They create.
seriously, if you're going to bring it in, be an expert.
Well, it's plaster of Paris, right? They create a little mould for...
How do they create... Okay, I have questions. How deep are we going down the colon?
Well, how deep can you go?
I mean, what if you want to...
Well, I think it depends. Like, I reckon you get good budget. Out of mine, like. But anyway, you do that, and then you pour the chocolate into the mold that you've created, and what you have out of that then is a perfect little chocolate recreation.
Chocolate starfish.
And you can hand it off to family and friends and give them your chocolate
that you do not like.
What are we doing?
That is a gift that says something. If you're handing over the spot where the things come out and you've had that immortalized for all of time in chocolate.
I think just like consumerism has peaked.
Wow.
Like we have such an affluent society. We've got so much money. We're sitting around going, so what do we do now? Might as well chocolate me butthole.
And you would have to clarify that it's chocolate when you're handing it over.
Well, you've got to.
Because you've got to make sure they know that you've not gone the exotic, not gone German on them.
Hi, Germans.
There's so many jokes I want to make.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Our brains, both being stand-up comics, that we just can't.
When you said bring in some stuff, I was like, this is funny. But as we're talking about it live,
we're completely paralyzed. I feel like we need to do a podcast bit. And
can you do one with nuts? Like, that is.
Oh, my God.
Like a picnic?
There's nougat in that.
Some nougat.
Oh, my God. People just have mold crayons
some
in there.
Cherries.
You know, just the things you ate as a kid.
What if you get the mold back and decide, oh, no, that's not good. Can I have a stunt one?
There's a 12-year-old marble in there.
Oh, my God. 131060.
Yeah.
Has your partner let themselves go? Has the item you purchased from the shop at the marriage differed? Is it now different from the original product?
Mine's pretty fat now.
Has some weight? Whoa. Harley's partner is pregnant, just so we can clarify that. You see, when this topic comes up, because my husband and I were out walking the dogs, and my husband is annoyingly getting more handsome as he gets older.
It's an annoying thing, but I think it's a man thing. I really do.
He's getting
older.
Yeah. Yep. I can tell you, I bought about a 7 from the shop, and now I've got about an 11 out of 10. Like, he's really hot, and he's getting better. He's 43. He's nearly 44, and he doesn't look a day over 35. He's amazing. And we're walking along, and I just jokingly said, oh, you know, you're going to be better looking than me soon. It's not fair. Like, you know, because it's always a joke that I wear sequins and he wears board shorts. Okay.
Yes.
It's just a running joke that I put in effort and he doesn't.
Yeah.
And so he looks at me and he looks at me and he goes, oh, that ship's probably sailed, hasn't it?
He's calling it already.
What? He goes, oh, I'm better looking than you now. That probably happened a few years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
That man hasn't learned. Said, how long has he been married to you?
Did you take a knock to the head, son? Are you saying I've let myself go since we first... Are you saying the standards are slipping? Like, I get it. You don't get funny from being pretty. I have a head for radio. I'm not on the TV for a reason. I understand. But I think everyone in their heart of hearts just thinks, I'm okay.
Did he backpedal like a circus
performer?
Oh, you like,
have no idea.
Just get out.
He's just... looking at him. I looked at him. I'm like, what are you saying? Are you saying... I'm like, what am I, like the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Like, what's... He's like, I said, what? At what point do you feel like our ship's passed in the night? Where the hot ship being you sailed past the less hot ship being me.
Even your dogs was looking at him going, what are you doing?
The dogs are gone.
They've got a paper bag trying to clean up what he's just dropped. It's like, what are you doing?
Both the dogs had left. They just knew Toby and Roy had broken free of the leashes and just Scott was just standing there holding a leash.
Look, you can think it, but you don't say it.
So I think, and he did, he backpedaled. It's like, I'm joking, lol.
He wasn't joking.
Nah.
He thinks it.
He thinks he's hotter than me.
Yeah, he does.
He thinks that he is, that I have let myself go. Bear in mind, I've had two of his children. Yeah, I'm going to play that card. You better believe I'm going to play. Yeah, I wee myself a little bit when I jump on a trampoline. I can never go to bounce again, thanks to you, Scott. I can't wear grey pants. Nothing like that.
No.
So I just feel, I think my partner thinks I've let myself go.
I think to defend him, what he's saying is
defend him right now. If you wade into any territory other than Scott, how horrific you are wrong.
Scotty, I got your back.
And
check.
Why haven't you told me I'm pretty yet? What is wrong with you?
You are beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, he
I tricked
may
him
not,
into saying it. It took you way longer than usual.
I may not be saying you've let it go. He may just be saying, listen, I'm getting smoking hot. And you better...
Nope. I think it was his way of saying tighten up.
Ooh.
I think that's what... I mean, not my bits. Not no, that. That's... No. No. And if any man said that, leave them.
Leave them.
But I just think 131060, has your partner let themselves go?
Yeah.
Have things changed since you first got together? I am so interested to see what calls we get. I am so excited. Or if you want to ring up and admit you're different to when your partner... If you're that partner and you're willing to ring up and go, you know what? Yeah. I let the hair on my nipples grow long.
Yeah, who cares anymore?
I'm not plucking my boobs anymore.
No.
That's boob pubes.
Boobs.
For those uninitiated.
I do like boobs.
131060, has your partner let themselves go? Or have you let yourself go and you understand that? We're touching on something that I am a bit sensitive about. I read the comments under our Facebook post. I get that I'm not a supermodel. That's why I work in radio. But I think all of us...
I think you're beautiful, Del.
Thanks.
You didn't even have to probe me for that.
Oh, you've said it twice. Now that's your contractual...
The first time you made me do it. That time was real.
No, I'm not. I'm not in any delusion about my head. I know I look a bit like Ruby Rose got her head caught in a blender. I understand that. But
that could help.
I love how no one in this room dared to laugh at that joke.
Didn't know. There's three men in this room and he was like,
You guys, you'd laugh and call me judgmental, but you won't agree that I'm not pretty. You're also well-trained. But my husband and I were on a walk and I kind of commented that it's not fair. It was a bit jokey that men get hotter as they get older and women tend to kind of go downhill. And not all the time, but that just seems to be a thing that happens. And he looked at me and said, that's probably happened already, hasn't it?
Oh, man.
Like we were two hot ships in the night and one ship got hotter and pulled down and the other ship started sinking like the friggin' Titanic. And now she's just gasping.
You split it in half.
Yeah. And I think that I said to him, do you think I've let myself go? Do you think I'm not as good as when you met me when I was 19 and an elite athlete and could bounce things off my ass? It was so taut.
And he ran away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. That's appropriate.
Turned it into a radio segment.
Yeah.
So we've asked on 131060, has your partner let themselves go? Or alternatively, have you proudly let yourself go and you know that you are not the thing that originally walked down the aisle?
Some people get married and then the day after the wedding, they sit on the couch and like, I'm done.
Do they?
Give up.
I feel like maybe if this was I Love Lucy and it was 1954, that's a thing.
I think it still happens. My belly is the plate. The sauce is going straight on that and I'm dipping a sausage roll into it and I'm out.
Does anyone really do that? The moment the ring's on, I am just going to deep fry everything.
Yeah.
Christian, are you not married? is it news to you that you're a curvaceous lass? Is that news to you? You're very voluptuous. I think you're nice.
Yeah.
Hello, Kristen.
Hi.
Have you let yourself go or is your partner?
I have.
Good on you.
And can I just say right now, I'm going to be defensive of any woman who rings up and says that her partner has said anything mean. So you tell me, Kristen, have you really let yourself go, or is this what you're being told?
No, I have. He's never said anything.
Nah, I've become a slob. Yeah.
In what way? What have you just let slide?
I just don't go to the gym as much anymore. I would say, well, I think when we met, my husband was kind of chubby, and now he's really fit.
Oh, God, you reversed hot. Okay, yep.
Yeah, and I was quite fit when we met. And, I mean, I was 19, you know?
Yeah.
And so now I'm just, I wouldn't say that I look terrible. I'm not like a gremlin, but just, you know, a little extra weight.
There's a bit more to cuddle. That's right. Yeah.
He's done a non-gremlin.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But he's got a good budget wife there, you know? It's through a good budget wife. He's through no effort of his own, he's got more to cuddle because she's just...
Wow. Stop. Turn his mic off. Hello, Jane.
I was just going with her.
Hi, guys.
What, hey, mate.
Who's let themselves go?
Who's become a big old fatty?
I think that's a bit harsh to say big old fatty. I won't say that.
Okay.
I'm definitely rounder than when I first got married, but every woman is, obviously.
Yeah.
And I've had two kids, and I'm in my mid-30s, so I think I am actually looking really good. But thank you, guys.
Yeah.
But my husband, had a rocking six-pack when we met. Like, I mean, he was so hot.
I hear you.
And
what's he doing?
Well, let's just say he's a lot rounder in the middle.
He's got a keg now. He's upgraded from the six pack.
What's his name,
to
Jane?
The keg.
What's his name?
His name's Brad.
Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Tighten up. Jane's noticed.
Tighten up.
I know. I feel like I married Brad Pitt and now I'm stuck with Father Christmas.
Oh. Comedic purposes would have been good if you had to come up with another Brad.
Brad Garrett.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll take Father Christmas. All right, good. Hello, Emma.
Hi, how are you guys?
Who's let themselves go in the relationship?
Oh, it would be me.
What have
sure.
you done? What have you done?
Why is it all women calling up admitting to it? That annoys me.
I think because women judge themselves harder than men do in our society, and this really should do something about
it. I don't think men are going to easily think that there's anything wrong going on with it. I've got a fiance, we've got two kids. I think in the last kind of couple of years, I've been letting my eyebrow grow slowly back into one, the upper lip hair is coming back a little bit.
No, thick brows, fierce brows are in. You're on trend, Em. Still.
Oh, mine's a bit Bert and Ernie. Like, there's no, I don't think mine's going to come on trend at any time.
And I love it.
Love you.
Oh, that's so great. Thanks. Give Emma a prize.
Yeah, give her something.
Give her the Napoleon pack so she can really highlight the mono brow. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Oh, great. I'm a ridiculous human being. I accept that. I just said to you off air, I feel like I talk too much on this radio show.
Well, it is called the Emra Show Radio Show with Harley Brown.
But I'm sorry. I know I'm ridiculous. I want you to know that the self-awareness is there. I'm working on making it better.
What have you done? What did you do now?
I get myself into stupid situations because I'm just such a angry person. And I just, I'm not angry. I get stubborn.
Yeah, you're the Australian Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, you are. You're quite a bit.
I was walking out to my car yesterday, and it was in a car park. I'd been to the gym, and whatever. So healthy. Like, day one of Breakfast Radio, I decided I wanted to come out strong. You know, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm giving me a week till I'm turning up in, like, a Hessian sack crying.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wanted to come out.
Tracksuit pants are coming out.
Strong.
Week two.
Okay. So, I got into my car, and I had a little snack. And I wanted to eat. I was quite hungry. I just had some sushi. A little bit of sushi. I wanted to sit in my car. And I just wanted to eat my food.
Yes.
And I feel like my car's parked in the car park, so I own that piece of real estate.
Yes.
So I'm sitting there eating my food, and then a car pulls up behind me and beeps me.
Whoa.
And I looked behind me, and they make the gesture, "Oh, are you leaving?" I said, "No, I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not leaving." And then I turned around and I started eating. And they beeped again. And I said, "Right, well, one of us is now going to have to die before
this car park
getting
becomes
a car
available."
Park. Yeah, pretty much. But there's something about that action of someone hurrying you along out of your car park.
Yeah.
Oh, now suddenly I'm going to clean out the air conditioning filter because that's I am, not me. And then, so I'm just ignoring them now and I'm eating my food away. And then they send their child out to knock on my window.
Oh,
wow.
And ask me if I'm leaving.
No.
And I said, I just look at the kid and I just shake my head and I keep eating, right? And then so she goes back and they stay there. They're
no.
Because they're so convinced I'm leaving, which I am. But you don't get to dictate when no. I leave.
And the car is an extension of your personal space. So once people are touching the car, that's you're touching me.
I was so...
Don't get away.
But the problem was you've only got a 10-minute time limit to get out of the car park before you have to start paying again.
Oh, yeah, because you already paid. So you have to leave.
I'm in a standoff. And I'm sitting there I can't turn my car on. And it's a million degrees in the car park because it's been a million degrees. So my car's heated up. I'm sweating like a criminal. And I can't leave. And I turn the car on. They know I'm leaving. It was so dumb. And I'm the same when people stalk me to my car park.
Yeah.
If someone drives behind me when I'm walking to my car, I'll deliberately take another route. I'll go to a car and fake and pretend that's my car.
To me, I judge on a by car basis. I'm very judgy on people's cars and what they drive. If they're in a luxury car, then I'm just going to mess with them. So, I'm going to screw around and waste their time. If it's a young dad or a young mum in a beaten up Corolla, I'm helping them out.
Oh, you're just princess, aren't you? You're just the everyday
They've
man.
They've had a hard time. The car's probably broken
down.
Oh, you're
so relatable.
But if you're, you know. I was just about to list your car.
Don't.
But you'd have to wait so long for me to move.
Enough. Thank you so much. Anyway, I was trapped there and I had to pay again for my parking because I'm an...
Of course you did.
Yeah. I'm a stubborn idiot. Yeah.